Hey guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for jumping on board and joining us for another First 30. We're in the final stretch of our First 30 in these devotions that hopefully have been helpful to you in your first 30 days in a new way, in a new start, and in a new environment in your life. Many of you are away at school, some of you are in a commuter school, and some of you are doing night school and working all the time, but whatever that is, this new stage is where you kind of go from being a kid to an adult. It's in the place in which you're kind of in rapid mode of growing into whatever God wants you to be. Today we want to talk about family, but as we talk about family, I want to think about it in the anchor for your family, not just family as we know it. I remember the day that I realized as a boy that my dad wasn't perfect. I mean, I went years and years and I thought, man, my dad is like the greatest. He could do anything. And then I also remember when I came to that level of maturity when I realized, wow, dad can't do everything. You know what? I also remember when my daughters, they realized their dad wasn't perfect. And yet there is an anchor to every family. It is an anchor that it will survive the most difficult times of family. When I do funerals, I get to see the best and the worst of families. When I do weddings, I see the best and the worst of families. When a family is going through a difficult time, they all need something to anchor them. Well, in my family, I've gone through my share of death. I recall preaching my mom's funeral, my uncle's funeral, my grandma's funeral, my dad's funeral. I remember preaching my first wife's funeral. In all of those cases, I had this anchor that held me to my family and my family together. And it's the same anchor that we are held together in the love and the family of God. It's found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Here's what the Bible says about an anchor. We have this hope. Now just stop there with those four words. We have this hope. The key word being we have, all right? And what do we have this hope in? We have this hope as an anchor for our lives, safe and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Now, there's a few lessons here, but one of the best ways I can describe it is I was probably about 9 or 10 years old, and me and my dad and my granddad had gone to Santee Cooper, South Carolina, to fish for striped bass. And it's two huge lakes that are connected by a canal. And we were in Lake Marion, and we were fishing among an area where it had a lot of submerged trees, and you had to be really careful. And before we knew it, a storm had come up, and truly, they were white capping on the waves, and the wind was howling, and I mean, it was like it came in from nowhere. And so we're on our way in this small bass boat that was severely underpowered for three people. And really, I remember laying down on the boat thinking, this is where I'm going to drown, right here. And I thought, what do we do? And I'll never forget, my granddad, Pop said, just pull in this cove and drop anchor. And so we pulled in a cove where the wind had kind of, we were protected from it. We dropped the anchor in the boat and we sat there and kind of rode the storm out in safety and in being secure. I always think of that when I think of this text. We have this hope as an anchor for our lives, safe and secure. It enters into the sanctuary behind the curtain. Now, the curtain that we're talking about is in ancient Israel days, that before Jesus was on the scene, what we found was that people would go to the temple, and even after he had come, they would go into the temple. And once a year, there was this place called the Holy of Holies, and it was surrounded by a curtain. And once a year, a priest could go in to that space, but only one. And then he could come out with what he'd learned, because that was the house of God. Behind the curtain is where God lived. And so if you've heard that about the temple before, you know that you had to step in behind the curtain. But normal folks like me and you, we couldn't have done that. But when Jesus died, do you remember the story of Easter? And in that story, upon his death and resurrection, the veil tore, that curtain was torn. And what that scripture means is that we have direct access to God. We are now part of his family. The anchor that we place our human family in is where hope is found, safe and secure, in the inner sanctuary with God. several months ago, another family of mine that I was close to passed away. And in the time that was shortly after they passed, I discovered that this verse was really what had anchored my soul and my family for so many years. It brings so much comfort. So in today's time in which we talk about in this podcast for First 30, I'd like to share a little bit about what God taught me through this verse. One of the first things was I saw in this verse that we do have hope. As followers of Jesus, as Christians, we have hope in the middle of all kind of loss. Maybe it's a divorce in your family. Maybe it's a death in your family. Maybe it's somebody with an addiction in your family. But there's always hope as a Christian. If the person who is away or passed away or is truly ill, if they know Jesus, then we know that they have hope as well. We know that one day we'll see that person again in heaven. I can't wait till I can sit down and chat with my dad again. The great thing about having hope in a time of loss is that it holds us steady. It is a safe anchor for our lives, safe and secure, just like when I was in that boat. This verse also talks about our hope being like an anchor holding us. When we have hope as a perspective of heaven or even hope as a better tomorrow, hope anchors us. It anchors our soul. Even though we experience emotions of loss, anger, or sadness within our family, we can stay steady in our family without losing our family. How do we know that? Because we are part of God's family, and when we are anchored in Him, our family always has hope. We can know that we have a hope that others don't have. We know that we will see our loved ones again. We know that we will live in our family. Jesus is the hope that anchors our family. So whether you've recently lost someone, or maybe your family is falling apart, or maybe you now are in charge of your family, take comfort, take great hope in knowing that there is hope, hope that's anchored in the soul of Christ. When we put our hope in Jesus, we don't have to be sad or experience a meltdown when someone close to us passes away or goes away. We have a hope that anchors our lives, and that hope is the Lord Jesus. So today I want to encourage you, in your family, anchor your family, anchor your hope, anchor your entire existence in your family in the one person that really can hold it together, and that is the Lord Jesus. God bless you, friend. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you back again for another First 30. Bye now.